Well, we officially come to the end of our Easter season and enter into ordinary time. But the church is still not quite ready to stop celebrating, and so next week we celebrate Corpus Christi, Jesus' body and blood in the Eucharist. And this weekend we celebrate the Holy Trinity, this mystery that we believe in one God of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We could certainly dive into the theology of the Trinity and grapple with trying to understand this mystery, how God can be perfectly one and yet three persons. But I want to take a slightly different approach for today. Because at the end of the day, our reason for celebrating our triune God is not to celebrate some theological truth, but to celebrate what that truth tells us, that our God is a God of love. For at the end of the day, that is the truth of the Trinity. God is love. And so I thought for this weekend that the best way to celebrate this feast of the Trinity is to celebrate the ways in which God loves us through him being this triune God. Specifically, how each person of the Trinity expresses and shows us love. For we often think of God's love in a general sense, but we don't often consider the unique love that each person of the Trinity personally and intimately gives to us. And so I want to consider and look at how each person of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, loves us in their own way. And hopefully this may increase our own relationship with each one of them. And so that starts with God the Father. Now I think for many of us, God the Father is perhaps the more difficult person of the Trinity that we can have a personal relationship with. He can just seem more distant from us than God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. Yet when we reflect upon the ways in which God the Father loves us, we see that he actually loves us quite personally and intimately. And he does so primarily through three ways. And the first way is found in the book of Genesis, in the very beginnings of creation. As we hear, God the Father creates the world, but more specifically, each one of us. And the way that he creates us is very beautiful. In Psalm 139, we hear, "You created my inmost being and knit me together in my mother's womb." We also hear that when he creates Adam and Eve, he forms them from the clay of the earth. So we see that God the Father loves us by creating us, and that he sees a world without us as a world that is lacking. But he also doesn't just create us from far away. We hear how intimately he creates us. He knits us together. He forms us from the clay of the earth. He creates us intentionally and intimately. Now he doesn't stop there, but then through baptism, he loves us by adopting us as his sons and daughters, showing that he does not just want us to be his creation, he wants us to be his very children, and he our Father. He does not just want to have this relationship as creator and creation, but father to son and daughter. Finally, when we, his children, have gone astray, he does not leave us alone or to our own devices. But as heard in our gospel, he so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God the Father loves us so much that he sends his most beloved Son to suffer, die, and rescue us. And so we see that God the Father loves us by creating us, adopting us, and then sending his beloved Son to save us. So that's God the Father, moving on to God the Son. Now God the Son, Jesus, he loves us in ways that we are much more familiar with. As we just celebrated this past Easter, Jesus loves us by giving his very life for us, then rising from the dead. But he also loves us in what we could say are the day-to-day moments of life. That he loves us by feeding us his very own body and blood at every Mass. We hear that he fed people by multiplying the loaves and fishes. He loves us by sharing in our suffering, as he experienced suffering himself. He loves us by healing us in confession or anointing the sick, but also those personal healings outside of those sacraments, healing us physically, emotionally, and physically. We see that Jesus is our companion along the way of life. He even calls us his friends. While God the Father loves us in this ontological way, this way that speaks to our very being, Jesus loves us in a very human way. By virtue of the incarnation, it makes him relatable to us. It's why we can have an easier time experiencing Jesus' love and having a personal relationship with him. That he loves us in this human way, which comes very naturally to us. Now, moving on to God the Holy Spirit, we see that the Holy Spirit loves us in a more interior or spiritual way, I would call it. Mostly, though that the Holy Spirit, how this love looks practically, is that this love wants us to realize our potential and become the men and women that God has created us to be. We see this perhaps most clearly last weekend at Pentecost, when the disciples move from hiding in this upper room to going and spreading the gospel throughout the world. That the Holy Spirit moved and drew out of them those things that they were hiding to share with the world itself. And so the Holy Spirit loves us by prompting us and helping us become the best versions of ourselves. He sees in us what we cannot see and seeks to draw that out from us. And so when we put this together, we see the beauty and the fullness in which the Trinity loves us. God the Father loves us from the very beginning at the core of who we are, by creating us, adopting us, and giving us that identity as sons and daughters, and he gives us his very own Son. His Son then picks it up from there and loves us precisely where we are. When he finds us hungry, he feeds us. When he finds us sick, he heals us. We find ourselves lonely, he walks with us and is our companion. Then the Holy Spirit likewise picks up from there and loves us by helping us become more than where we are, helping us realize the potential that we have. So when we see and look at the Trinity in this way, we not only increase our personal relationship with each one, seeing how each one is a part of our personal life, but also see how greatly loved we are by this triune God. A love which is more profound than any theological teaching, yet shows that the mystery, or the Trinity, is not such a mystery after all, and only confirms what God has been telling us since the very beginning, that he is a God of love, and we are his beloved.